This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial quickly turned into a debate Wednesday over whether his former National Security Advisor John Bolton should be called as a witness. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House of Representatives manager prosecuting Mr. Trump, said there's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses. But with Mr. Trump's repeated denial of quid pro quo with Ukraine, military aid for the politically tinged investigation, Schiff said, it makes it all the more sense to call a witness who knows what happened. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings, a House impeachment manager, responds to a question about applying as much scrutiny to Mr. Trump's children as the Republicans are applying to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who held a job in Ukraine.
Let us stay focused. This doesn't have anything to do with the president's children or the Biden's children. This is about the president's wrongdoing.
President Trump's defense attorney Eric Hirschman says that there were many reasons for President Trump to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine in relation to the job held by Hunter Biden.
A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch who was paying our vice president's son and his son's business partner millions of dollars for no apparent legitimate reason, while his father was overseeing our country's relationship with Ukraine, merit any public inquiry, investigation, or interest?
The question and answer process will continue Thursday as well before the chamber proceeds to a four-hour debate on witnesses Friday. President Trump declared an end to what he termed the nightmare North America Free Trade Agreement during a signing ceremony on the White House lawn Wednesday. He inked his name on the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Canada is yet to ratify the pact. That process could take months, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau facing rounds of deal-making with political rivals. This is VOA News. More than 170 people have died from the coronavirus, and the number of confirmed cases has exceeded 6,000. Now the World Health Organization says it will decide Thursday whether to reconsider its decision to not declare a global health emergency and whether the coronavirus outbreak is a global health threat. More from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the decision to reconvene the emergency committee is based on the evidence of an increasing number of cases and also upon the human-to-human transmission that has occurred outside of China. Ryan says these developments and the evolution of the outbreak are spurring China and other countries into action.
But the whole world needs to be on alert now. The whole world needs to take action and be ready for any cases that come, either from the original epicenter or from other epicenters that become established.
WHO says the Chinese response to the new coronavirus has been extraordinary. It praises the transparency and willingness of the government to share vital information and provide assistance to foreign countries grappling with the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned that the United States will only pass information across what he termed trusted networks, and he criticized close ally Britain over its decision to allow the Chinese firm Huawei to build parts of the country's 5G mobile network. Speaking to reporters en route to London Wednesday, where he is due to meet Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, the Secretary Pompeo said that putting Huawei into the British system creates a real risk. He also said that described Huawei as an extension of China's Communist Party that is obligated to hand over information to the party, adding that the Trump administration will evaluate Britain's decision. Vanessa Bryant releases a statement expressing the family's sorrow. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Vanessa Bryant has released her first public statement since the helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe Bryant, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. Vanessa Bryant writes on Instagram, "We are completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband Kobe, the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna, a loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter and amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. We are also devastated for the families who lost their loved ones on Sunday, and we share in their grief intimately." Vanessa Bryant also announced the formation of a fund to help the other families affected by the crash. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.